Morning, Terry.
It was a long hearing yesterday. Plenty of people had a lot to say.
Yeah, it's one of those things where every lawmaker sort of has to make their point, and when you have a 16 legislator panel, that can take a while.
Now, it did come out that most of the fraud in question seems to be confined to Milwaukee County. Did that give lawmakers any comfort at all?
Wisconsin Shares is this program that's been around for a while now, going back to Governor Thompson's administration. And the idea behind the program, when it works well, is that it's a subsidy to help low-income parents stay off welfare and keep a job and still get childcare. So in principle, everybody likes this, and it's generally had support from both parties. But in practice, you've had pretty widespread fraud that's been uncovered by not only the Journal Sentinel, but from audits, nonpartisan audits at the state level. And it's found that a lot of this fraud, a lot of these daycare providers are getting rich off of tax dollars, mostly in Milwaukee, by saying they have children attending who aren't really attending, but they're taking the payments anyway. So now we're sort of in the stage of who's at fault for this
Right.
and the blame game. And so if you say that, well, Secretary Reggie Beek of the Department of Children and Families is at fault for this, and you can sort of lay it at Democratic Governor Jim Doyle's doorstep. If you say that most of the problem is in Milwaukee County, you can lay it at Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker's doorstep, and of course he is a Republican candidate for governor, and so that's where Democratic lawmakers want to sort of focus this effort.
Was anything said yesterday that shed any light as to how things and why things got to be so bad for so long?
That is it's a good question, and you have to remember the Department of Children and Families and Reggie Beek, the secretary of that agency, have not been around that long. Their agency's been around, I think, 14 months. And Secretary Beeka says, let's be clear, my department didn't create these problems, we were created to fix them. And I think, lawmakers from both parties are willing to cut him a little slack on that, because really he hasn't been around long, and if you look at the audits, it looks like this problem's been around longer than he has.
Quickly, Sean, we're short on time. $20 million, how does that compare to other frauds committed against the Wisconsin taxpayer?
Well, any fraud and any all-out fraud like you see here is just going to it's going to sting. And the problem with this fraud is that we don't know. It leaves the hint that it could happen elsewhere. And Wisconsin Shares gets hundreds of millions from the state in subsidies. So when it calls into a question a program like that, it's very serious.
Sean Johnson, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Terry.